Picture this. You're on your 5K journey and everything is going well. You have started to build your muscle strength, cardiovascular efficiency, and your respiratory system is firing on all cylinders. Then, bang, you're hit by your first barrier, throwing a wrench into your plans. How do you recover? And more importantly, what can you do to reduce the likelihood of this happening? Hi there, I'm delighted to welcome you to this episode of the Virtual Running Mate podcast, designed to be your ultimate companion as you embark on your running journey. I'm David, and I'll be the host and your guide on your runs. It has been a busy week here at Virtual Running Mate HQ, as we have been involved in refreshing our presence online, including our brand new TikTok page. Yes, we are now on TikTok. Please follow us for great videos sharing tips and advice to help you along on your running journey. Whether you've never run in your life or trying to get back into running, the Virtual Running Mate program will help you achieve your goals of running 5 kilometers in 8 weeks. Starting a running routine can be both thrilling and challenging. But with the right mindset and preparation, you can achieve your fitness goals. Today, we'll be exploring the common challenges faced by new runners that may try to get in the way of you completing your program and sharing with you tried and tested techniques to deal with them. Some of these may not surface until further on in your running journey. However, being forearmed with techniques to deal with them will help you get back onto your running journey. That said, as is with many things, prevention is always better than cure. Number one on the list is what is known in the fitness industry as DOMS, or delayed onset of muscle soreness. When you engage in intense or unaccustomed exercise, especially if you've increased your workout intensity or duration, your muscles experience small microscopic tears. This damage leads to an inflammatory response by the body, causing pain, stiffness, and sometimes swelling in the affected muscles. DOMS is that familiar soreness that sets in 24 to 72 hours after your physical activity, which to many might catch them by surprise because of the delay between the trigger and your body's response. Here are a few strategies that you can use to reduce the level of DOMS you experience after your runs. Increase the intensity and duration of your runs gradually. This will allow your muscles to adapt and it reduces the risk of excessive damage to your muscle tissues. Warm up and cool down. A proper warm up before your run and a thorough cool down afterwards can help prepare your muscles and reduce the severity of DOMS. All virtual running mate sessions start with a warm up and end with a cool down stretch. It's important that you don't skip these, as developing the right habits while you're starting out will pay great dividends as you progress in your running journey. Hydration and nutrition. Stay hydrated and ensure you have a balanced diet rich in nutrients, including protein, to support muscle recovery. Staying hydrated is fundamental for every runner, but for beginners, understanding the significance is key. Hydration plays a crucial role in regulating body temperature, aiding digestion, and supporting overall bodily functions. When you run, your body loses fluid through sweat, and dehydration can lead to decreased performance, muscle cramps, and even heat-related illnesses. Beginners may not normally be accustomed to the increased fluid needs associated with running, which makes hydration really, really important. Hydration should really be done in 3 stages. Before your run, pre-hydration. Always start your run well hydrated. Make sure you're drinking water throughout the day, especially in the hours leading up to your run. During the run, you can carry a water bottle or plan a route around water fountains. Take sips regularly, especially during longer runs. For runs that are 5K or less, you don't really need a water bottle while you're running, but definitely have one to drink before and after your run. Post-run hydration. Always rehydrate after your run to replace the fluids lost during sweating. Water or electrolyte drinks can be very beneficial. Rest and recovery. Give your muscles time to recover. Adequate rests between intense workouts or sessions is crucial for preventing and alleviating DOMS. And finally, foam rolling and stretching. Incorporating foam rolling and gentle stretching into your post-run routine can help relieve muscle tightness and improve flexibility. Number two on our list of barriers to your running journey is joint pains. Joint pains are a common concern for runners. They can result from various factors, including your biomechanics, running form, or even the running surface. The joints most susceptible to pain include your knees, hips, and ankles due to the impact of running. Running involves repetitive stress on the joints, particularly during the impact phase of each stride. Overuse, improper form, muscle imbalances, and inadequate recovery can all contribute to joint pain. Typical joint pain issues include issues around the knees. Runners may often experience knee pain, commonly caused by issues like patellofemoral pain syndrome, PFPS, IT band syndrome, ITBS, or runner's knee. These proven techniques should help reduce the significance and occurrence of joint pains. Proper running shoes. Invest in quality shoes that provide proper support and cushioning based on your foot type and running style. Gradual progression. Strength training. Incorporate strength training exercises to build muscle around the joints, promoting stability and reducing the impact on your joints. Cross training. Include low impact activities like swimming or cycling to give your joints a break while maintaining cardiovascular fitness. Proper warm-up and cool-down, stretching and flexibility, rest and recovery, and also you might want to consider a biomechanical assessment by a professional to identify any gait abnormalities or running form issues that may contribute to joint pain. And finally, if the joint pain persists, seek professional guidance from a physiotherapist, orthopedic specialist, or sports medicine professional for a comprehensive evaluation and personalized treatment plan. Number three on our list is breathing difficulties. Breathing difficulties during running are a common experience, often attributed to increased demand for oxygen and the body's adjustment to the cardiovascular stress of running. Runners may experience shortness of breath, a feeling of not getting enough air, often characterized by rapid, shallow breaths, side stitches, which are sharp, cramp-like pains, usually on one side of the abdomen, often related to improper breathing or dehydration, and heavy breathing, which is increased effort to inhale and exhale, especially during intense periods of running. Breathing issues are mainly caused by poor pacing, i.e. starting too fast or maintaining an unsustainable pace, which can lead to rapid fatigue and breathing difficulties. Inadequate warm-up. A proper warm-up prepares the respiratory system for the increased demand of oxygen by gradually elevating your heart rate and improving your lung function. Improper breathing technique. Some runners may practice shallow breathing or hold their breath, hindering the efficient exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide. Inadequate fluid intake can lead to reduced blood volume, making it harder for the respiratory system to deliver oxygen to the muscles. And lastly, underlying respiratory conditions. Asthma, allergies, or other respiratory issues may exacerbate breathing difficulties during running. Here are a few things you can do to reduce breathing issues. 1. Proper warm-up. Always begin your run with a dynamic warm-up to gradually increase your heart rate and prepare your respiratory system for the demands ahead. 2. Pacing strategies. Start at a manageable pace and gradually increase your speed. 3. Focus on breathing. Practice rhythmic and diaphragmatic breathing. Inhale deeply through your nose, allowing your diaphragm to engage, and exhale fully through your mouth. Research suggests that nose breathing, i.e. inhaling through your nose and out through your mouth, can bring more oxygen to your brain and your muscles. Hydration. Ensure adequate fluid intake before, during and after your run to support optimal blood volume and respiratory function. Strength training for respiratory muscles. This includes exercises that target your respiratory muscles, such as diaphragmatic breathing exercises or pursed lip breathing. And finally, if breathing difficulties persist, seek the help of a professional, especially if there's a history of respiratory conditions. 4. Overtraining. Overtraining occurs when the volume and intensity of exercise exceeds the body's ability to recover. This is particularly relevant for new runners who might be eager to make quick progress but may unintentionally push their bodies too hard. Causes of overtraining: too much, too soon. As a new runner, you may be enthusiastic and eager to see quick improvements. However, sudden increases in mileage or intensity can lead to overtraining. Recovery is a crucial aspect of training. Insufficient rest between workouts won't allow the body to repair and adapt to the stress of running. And finally, ignoring signs of fatigue. Ignoring early signs of fatigue, such as persistent soreness, decreased performance, or disturbed sleep, can contribute to overtraining. Overtraining may result in the following symptoms: persistent fatigue, feeling tired and lethargic despite getting adequate sleep, decreased performance, a noticeable decline in running performance or inability to meet previous workout benchmark, increased injury risk. Overtraining can weaken the immune system and increase susceptibility to injuries. And finally, mood changes. Overtraining can lead to irritability, mood swings, and a decrease in motivation. Here are a few things you can do to reduce the likelihood of overtraining. Gradual progression. Incremental increase in mileage and intensity are crucial. Allow your body time to adapt to the new demands of running. Adequate rest days. Schedule rest days between intense workouts to give your body time to recover. Listen to your body. Pay attention to signs of fatigue or persistent soreness. If you feel consistently tired, consider scaling back on intensity or taking an extra rest day. Include cross-training. Where possible, incorporate activities like swimming, cycling, or strength training to diversify your exercise routine and reduce the impact on specific muscle groups. Proper nutrition. Ensure you're fueling your body with a balanced diet rich in nutrients, because proper nutrition supports recovery and overall well-being. Quality sleep. Prioritize quality sleep, as this is when the body undergoes crucial repair and recovery processes. And finally, if you suspect overtraining or experience persistent issues, consider consulting with a running coach or healthcare professional who can provide personalized advice. 5. Mental challenges. Mental barriers can impact performance. Here are some examples of mental barriers you may encounter. Lack of motivation. Feeling uninspired or finding it difficult to muster the motivation to lace up and hit the road. Self-doubt. Questioning your abilities, doubting your progress, or feeling overwhelmed by the distance or pace. Fear of failure. Worrying about not meeting set targets, fearing judgment from others, or feeling anxious about potential setbacks. Comparison with others. Constantly comparing your progress to that of others, leading to feelings of inadequacy. Boredom. Running becoming monotonous or tedious, making it harder to stick to a consistent routine. Here are 7 great techniques to overcome mental barriers. Goal setting. Clearly define your running goals, making them specific, measurable, and achievable. Celebrate milestones along the way and keep motivation high. Mindfulness and visualization. Practice mindfulness techniques before and during runs. Visualize success. Envision yourself completing your target distance with ease. Positive affirmation. Develop a repertoire of positive affirmations to counter negative thoughts. Remind yourself of your capabilities and the progress you've made. Social support. Join a running club or find a running buddy. The camaraderie and encouragement from fellow runners can be a powerful motivator. Variety in training. Introduce variety in your training routine. This could include different types of runs, interval, tempo, long runs, or cross-training activities, or even explore new routes. Reflect and learn. Reflect on your runs, both the good and the challenging ones. Identify patterns, learn from setbacks, and adjust your approach accordingly. And finally, gratitude practice. Cultivate a sense of gratitude for the ability to run, the progress you've made, and the positive impact on your overall well-being. Barrier number 5, poor or inadequate nutrition. Nutrition is a critical component of a runner's overall well-being and performance. Inadequate nutrition can manifest itself in various ways, negatively impacting a new runner's ability to progress and enjoy their running journey. Here are some symptoms of poor nutrition: fatigue and low energy levels. Inadequate intake of essential nutrients can lead to low energy levels, affecting your ability to sustain effort during runs. Muscle weakness and poor recovery. Insufficient protein intake hampers muscle repair and recovery, leading to weakness, delayed recovery, and increased risk of injury. Decreased endurance. Unless you're fat adapted, carbohydrates will be your primary fuel source during your runs. Poor carbohydrate intake can result in early fatigue and decreased endurance. As with many things nutrition related, the do's and don'ts keep changing depending on who you listen to. However, it's important to ensure that your carbohydrates are low GI carbohydrates, allowing your body to effectively regulate blood glucose levels and the release of insulin, which reduces spikes and crashes in your blood sugars. In later episodes, we'll discuss getting your body fat adapted and the numerous benefits this can provide you as a runner if you're looking to lose weight or looking to train your body to tap into the largest source of energy it has for your longer runs. Impaired immune function. Nutrient deficiencies, particularly in vitamins and minerals, can compromise the immune system, making you as a runner more susceptible to illness. Slow progress and performance plateaus. Without adequate nutrition, new runners may struggle to see progress, leading to frustration and a plateau in performance improvements. And finally, muscle injuries. Muscle injuries in new runners can be caused by various factors, often related to the stress and impact that running places on the muscles, especially when the body is not accustomed to the demands of regular running. Muscle injuries will mainly occur in these muscle groups: quadriceps, the front of your thigh muscles; hamstrings, the back of your thigh muscles; your calves, the back of your lower leg; your iliotibial band, a thick band of connective tissue running along your outer thigh; your shin muscles, your hip flexors, your glutes, and your adductors. Muscle injuries can be caused by a number of factors, but the common causes of muscle injuries include overuse. New runners may be enthusiastic and eager to progress quickly, overtraining and rapidly increasing the frequency, duration, or intensity of runs without adequate rest, which can lead to overuse injuries. Inadequate warm-up. Skipping or inadequately performing warm-up exercises before running can leave muscles insufficiently prepared for the demands of running, increasing the risk of strain and injuries. Improper running form. New runners may not be familiar with proper running form, leading to biomechanical issues that can stress muscles. Poor posture, improper foot striking, and inefficient running mechanics all contribute to the risk of injuries. Muscle imbalances. Weaknesses or imbalances in muscles, which can result from a lack of cross-training or strength training. Muscles that are not adequately conditioned may be more susceptible to strains and injuries. Inadequate recovery. Recovery is an essential aspect of training. Inadequate rest between runs or insufficient post-run recovery practices can lead to fatigued muscles. Inappropriate footwear. Wearing shoes that don't provide proper support, cushioning, or are worn out can lead to improper biomechanics impacting on muscle function and increasing the risk of injuries. Tight or weak muscles. Muscles that are either too tight or too weak can contribute to imbalances, affecting joint stability and increasing the risk of strains or pulls. Sudden changes in surface or terrain. Running on uneven surfaces or suddenly changing the type of terrain can challenge the muscles differently and increase the risk of injuries, especially for new runners who may not be accustomed to these variations. Lack of flexibility. Insufficient flexibility can limit the range of motion in joints and muscles, making them more prone to strains and injuries, particularly during dynamic movements like running. Fortunately, there are a number of strategies to reduce the likelihood of muscle injuries. These include gradual progression, proper warm-up and cool-down, strength training, running form analysis. Consider having your running form analyzed by a professional to identify and correct any biomechanical issues that may contribute to muscle injuries. Appropriate footwear, cross-training, and finally, listen to your body. Pay close attention to any signs of discomfort or pain. If you experience persistent pain, rest and seek advice from a healthcare professional or a sports medicine specialist. I hope this gives you a good idea of some of the key barriers that may come in the way of your quest to become a runner. Armed with these simple strategies, I'm confident you will rise above any challenges that come your way. Whatever the challenge you face, remember, almost everyone you see who runs has been through the same in some shape or form, at one time or another. They got through it, so can you. Join me next time as we continue to learn more about the amazing effects that running has on the health of your heart, capacity of your lungs, resilience of your mind, and all the wonderful changes your body is about to go through on the next episode of The Virtual Running Mate. Until then, remember, your journey starts with a single step, and you've got what it takes to make every step count. Happy running!